From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. We have got a fine fistful of entertainment for you today. Pro wrestler and now movie star John Cena will join us to explain the world of pro wrestling to us public radio types. We understand it involves some kind of physical altercation. We actually thought we could stage some kind of tag team thing, Carl and myself versus Mr. Cena and a partner. Just to make it fair, his partner will be a four-week-old kitten named Bootsy. Anyway, well, we're still unhurt. Give us a call. The number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sawney from Juneau, Alaska.
Sawney, did you say? Sawney?
Yes, sir.
That's an interesting name. What kind of name is that?
Well, if you misspell it or say it, I'll saw your knee off.
Oh, there you go. So just a classic Alaska way of
saying hey, hello.
Universe. Hello, yes. Say hello. Just you start right in with physical threats. I think that's great. Now, are you a John Cena fan?
No, my 3-year-old granddaughter is. She calls him a trash talker.
Really? Your 3-year-old granddaughter says he's a trash talking? Really?
Yeah, that's what she says. She wants to be a doctor so she can fix the trash talker.
Wow. We'll mention that to Mr. Cena. Welcome to our show, Sonny. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, it's humorist, author, former Alaskan, and the man responsible for everything you'll find at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hi, Sonny.
Hey, how are you, Tom?
Good. Say hello to Juno for me.
Next is one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Sonny.
And finally, it's television personality and a correspondent for CBS Sunday Morning, Mr. Mo Rocco.
Hi, Sonny.
Sonny, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle is going to read you 3 quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just 2 of them, you'll win the prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine, trash talking.
Right on.
Ready to play?
I am.
All right. Now, your first quote is a kind of before and after. Here's the before.
I'm the de facto leader of the Republican Party. He's an entertainer.
And here is the after.
I was maybe a little bit inarticulate. There was no attempt on my part to diminish his voice or his leadership.
So that was Michael Steele, recently elected chairman of the Republican National Committee, going from attack dog to whimpering puppy after he decided foolishly to take on whom?
Sarah Palin.
No. Nobody would be that foolish. Yeah.
Now, why would you think of that, Sonny?
Now, that would get your knee sawed.
Oh, yeah. You'd get shot from a helicopter. It'd be awful. This was the guy who was much in the news this week, and Republicans just weren't allowed to say anything bad about him or suffer the consequences. Rush Limbaugh, yes. The hullabaloo all began when Limbaugh said on his show that he wanted President Obama to fail. Democrats, both in and out of the White House, immediately began demanding that Republicans denounce Limbaugh, and some, as you heard, tried, only to be immediately swallowed whole by the enormous talk show Leviathan. Mr. Steele, for example, has been taping his most recent TV show appearances from inside the host's large intestine. Why there's an echo.
Michael, not Steele.
Apparently not. Democrats said, well, he's the leader of your party. Republicans said, you guys are trying to distract the public by talking about him. Democrats responded, we don't want to talk about Rush Limbaugh. Why would we want to talk about Rush Limbaugh, especially the Rush Limbaugh who's heard every day, noon to 3 p.m., on the very popular Rush Limbaugh show? And then it all came to a sort of weird climax when Limbaugh himself appeared at a conservative convention this last weekend. He was dressed in a black silk suit. He looked like an undertaker at a disco. And he delivered a kind of bizarre, free-form, 90-minute rant. He showed his insightful political wisdom. He pointed out, for example, that the root of the word community, as in community organizer, is commune. 2 points. First, Rush, you idiot, both terms derive from the Latin word for common. And second, please accept our heartfelt apology for pointing that out. Don't eat us.
He got about 900 standing ovations.
They love him.
They do mm-hmm. love him. And this and CPAC has a lot of kids, a lot of very young, true believers. This was and they could not get enough of them. They ate him up.
Not literally.
No.
That would be difficult.
How could you? I mean, yeah. No. I mean, no offense, Rush, if you're listening.
All right. Sonny, here is your next quote, and in a first for Wait, Wait, Carl will now recreate a Twitter tweet sent from the Senate floor.
$650,000 for beaver management in North Carolina and Mississippi. How does one manage a beaver?
That was somebody being disgusted, as he always is, about earmarks, those little spending items members of Congress slip into bills. Who doesn't think we need to pay to manage the beavers?
Senator McCain.
It would be John McCain. John McCain, as we all know, hates earmarks even more than he hates those damn kids on his lawn. So you can imagine how livid he was about the $400 billion spending bill that came up this week. It was larded with about 9,000 earmarks. But everybody else loves them in the Congress, and Democrats defended the funding because, as they say, a rising beaver dam lifts all boats. Slightly weirder, John McCain, who said recently he doesn't even know how to use a computer, is now on Twitter. It's hard for him to adjust to, you know, the social networking site because he doesn't know how to communicate that creepy smile online.
Well, and twittering about beavers sounds just about as...
Yeah.
You said that you just started twittering.
I did. I'm a new twitterer. I'm a little uncomfortable with it. Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah.
You haven't tweeted me.
No. Well, I've gotten around to it. I'm new at it, Mo. I'm new at it. Well, let's get back to the beaver.
How does Mo feel about those beavers?
Well, I was going to... Wow. Well, when beavers neck, I bet they make really big earmarks.
That's bad. Yeah.
Very good. Sonny, here is your last quote.
I had to hurt people in a way, but I feel I did it with integrity.
That was a man named Jason Mesnick. He was trying to put a positive spin on a shocking thing he did this week on what reality TV show?
Okay, on a reality show.
Yes. This is a big reality TV scandal this week.
Scandal?
Oh, yeah. It caused all kinds of commentary everywhere.
Commentary, everyone. Yeah. And it was Survivor?
No. Do you not? No. Maybe you don't watch this one.
Let's make a deal.
It's not.
It rhymes with Matchelor.
The Bachelor.
Yes, Mo. Yes, Sonny. The Bachelor. How did you ever get that?
Okay.
This is the reality show. 25 young women compete for the affections of a handsome young man. In this case, Mr. Mesnick. And at the end of the current season, which was the most watched in years, Mesnick proposed to the winner, a woman named Melissa. But it turns out that selecting your life partner via a reality TV competition is about as effective as proposing to the girl who can do the most jello shots down at TGI Fridays. Mesnick then dumped his fiancée Melissa in favor of the first runner-up Molly, and this being America. He did that to her face on national television. According to Entertainment Weekly, Mesnick is now the most hated public figure in the country. So, of course, the Republican Party immediately acclaimed him as their new leader.
Unless the Democrats can get him first
exactly.
To replace Roland Burris.
Carl, how did Sonny do in our quiz?
Well, Sonny was perfect, Peter. She had 3 correct answers, so Sonny wins our prize.
Wow, how did she really miss?
Right on.
Well done. Thanks a lot, Sonny.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We want to remind everybody they can join us here most every week at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org.